Today we're doing an experiment. Now, being scammed once is a painful experience. It's a lesson that you'll never forget.
I was so caught up into paying them their money back, and it was all a scam. I didn't realize it the whole process.
But what if you're a scammer and you encounter someone who's already been scammed before? Would you double down or just give up?
I need to speak to Jason. I've been scammed out of $20,000.
I don't think so.
No, this is PayPal. You guys took $20,000.
Get out of the line, piece of.
We're going to tell multiple scammers that we've already been duped before, and we'll see if they adjust their tricks or if they just throw in the towel. It's time to see just how determined these con artists really are. Let's get into it. I'll be honest with you, these calls are pretty rough out of the gate because they just keep hanging up on me.
Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to speak with some kind of a higher-up, please, because Amazon has stolen $20,000 from me.
Okay. This is the customer support. How can I help you?
I think I may have gotten scammed out of $20,000 by Amazon because I sent my Amazon rep a parcel with cash in it, and I haven't heard back from him.
Okay. And what you want me to do for you, sir? How can
I'd like to get my money refunded. Could you guys refund the $20,000? Is that an option?
I don't think the scammers really like going off script, and they might be thinking, hey, you know, this person's been scammed before. There's no way we could scam them again. Some of them might be thinking, hey, this is an easy target. And then some might just be thinking, or they don't know what to think.
Thank you for calling Amazon customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to speak to Jason because I have been scammed and I need my money back. I need to speak to somebody over there. I've been scammed out of $20,000.
I don't think so. How?
I need to speak to somebody over there. Maybe Jeff Bezos or somebody. But you guys at Amazon took $20,000 from me in Bitcoin, and I need that money back. Okay.
Thanks for calling cancellation department. How may I help you?
Did you just burp?
Get off the line.
I could taste the burp.
So after about an hour of calling, I finally got a couple of suckers on the line that wouldn't immediately hang up the phone on.
This is Amazon customer support. How may I help you?
I'm kind of having a tough day. I'm hoping you can help me.
Thank you for calling cancellation team. This is Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelvin. I'd like to speak to PayPal.
Yes, you are talking to a PayPal customer support. How can I help you?
Amazon scammed me for $20,000, and I need help.
$20,000?
Yes, they scammed me out of my money. So I'm trying to see if you can help me track down the person.
I've been talking to one of my PayPal reps on Monday, and I think that you guys scammed me.
And what's the name of the representative?
The representative?
Yes.
His name was John Steve.
Customer service, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for the Amazon team. I have a very big problem.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Amazon scammed me out of $20,000. I just sent you guys $20,000, and I'm asking for my money back, please.
Hey, Pierogi, how are you?
I want my money back. Or access to your computer, one of the two.
Sir, might be you are at, you are dialed the wrong number.
No, this is PayPal. You guys took $20,000.
And how?
What do you mean, how?
His first name's John, his last name's Steve. He's with the FTC. And
okay.
And he I guess he works hand-in-hand with Amazon.
Okay,
but I want my money back.
Okay, please hold the line, ma'am.
You had me go to my bank and get the cash out, send it in the parcel, and then you said you'd call me back on Wednesday, and I've never heard back from anybody, and now it's Thursday.
So are you in front of your computer right now?
Well, yeah, could you give me my money back?
Yes, I will.
Would you be the first scammer in history to allow me on your computer?
I'm so sorry, bro. I cannot do that.
Why?
I'm being honest with my job.
Wait, hold on. Honest and your job don't go together.
I cannot stop it by myself.
I know, but you can help me stop it.
How I can do that?
You give me the access.
That's not possible.
You don't have a friend's computer right next to you or anything?
I do have.
So?
They're not my friends. They are just my colleagues.
Yeah, can you turn one on?
I don't know that.
Will you turn one on and give me the access?
I don't know exactly how to do that.
Just give me the Anydex, or give me an UltraView or Anydex ID.
I'm sorry, my bro.
Come on.
Basically, you can do one thing. You can just go ahead and the state of Delhi, you can find out someone out there.
Really?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Vivian, what's wrong with you?
You guys took $20,000 from me, and I want my money back.
Do you have any alternate number? Could you help me with your alternate number?
I don't have an alternate number. This is my landline, my one and only.
And do you have a cell phone number?
No, I don't do cell phones because my cell phone got hacked because that Steve John guy told me that my phone was hacked. I had to go cancel my account.
Really?
So what do you see on your computer?
Yeah, just Google Chrome.
What do you see? Tell me.
No!
Thank you for being connected. This is Jenny. How can I help you?
Hi, Jenny. I was working with a gentleman on Monday, and I'm pretty sure he scammed me out of my money.
Hey, do not.
What's up?
Is that blocking it?
No.
Just smash the glass.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They do not know what to do when I tell them that I want my money back. They just, like, hang up on me. Yeah, like none of them are like,
come on.
I think they're confused. I honestly think they're confused.
That's actually really funny.
I'm going to try to do a call now where it's like, I get into the scam bait. And one guy almost started. He's like, okay, I'll give you your money back.
Oh.
And then he's like, can you get on your computer? I'm like, yeah, I'm on my computer. And then he hung up on me.
Come on.
If I get that, it's GG's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I get someone to go on the computer and edit my bank account. So on this particular call, I decided to hold off on telling the scammers I'd been scammed before until I got them more on the hook. And fortunately, this actually works.
Thanks for calling cancellation department.
Yes, sir. May I please cancel this purchase on my account?
Is there an order number or the order ID related to that email? That will be the email department.
Okay. Is that the person's name?
No, that's not the person's name, sir.
Well, the client ID is 506-75476.
So you need to tell me, either activation code for activating it or should we cancel this order for you?
I'd like to cancel it, please.
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you sure you can't see this?
How do I see it, sir?
I'm just trying to make sure I'm safe. See, and these, oh my gosh, they never give me my money back. I think I may have been scammed because they never give me my $20,000 back.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Who?
My PayPal rep. On Monday, he had me send a dummy transaction to him in cash, and they never put it back to my Chase account.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping I could get my money back. That's not good.
Okay.
Be
on the line.
Cash withdrawal.
Let me have a word with the department.
See the cash withdrawal.
Be on the line. Let me have a word with the department.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what happens with this.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can you please confirm me you haven't received a refund?
I haven't received a refund at all. I feel like I've been scammed and I need my money back.
Just to be handy with a piece of paper, sir?
Hold on. Let me grab. I need a piece of pen and paper.
Mm-hmm. So in that piece of paper, first, the thing which you have to make a note of, that will be the refund amount which you're supposed to get from us, which is, I believe, $522, right?
Yeah, but what about the cash that I got out?
Do you have that with you?
No, that I already sent to you guys. That's what I'm trying, like, can you give me my money back, or is this...
Yeah, you will get your money for sure, sir, okay? But first, we are going to refund about that charge.
So you're going to do the $500 first, and then you'll do the $20,000, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right, so what I need to write down?
You have to just write the refund amount which you're supposed to get from us.
Yeah, $550.49. Okay. I did that.
The scammer's now going to have me fill out this refund server and make it look as if I made some grave mistake and gave myself way too much money. Now, in order to sell this lie, you're going to hear some ridiculous scammer theater.
Okay, so just because, sir, we have tried to send you the refund already to you, but it didn't appear in your bank, sir, okay, for some reason. At this moment, what we're going to do, we're going to make this transaction in two different parts. First, we are going to try to send you $100 in your account. And if that credited to your account just after a few seconds, we are going for the remaining $400.
I thought it was $500.
Yeah, yeah. But in the next transaction, you will receive the full amount.
It's $550. How much is it? $500?
Yeah. Just write 100.00. It should be $100.
Okay, it says WordPad.
I'm telling you not to press enter when you write your information.
thanking your refund of
$10. Have you write the amount?
It says your refund of $10 has been transferred.
$10?
Yeah, it says $10 has been transferred. I don't get it.
Hang on. Let me have a word.
I'm confused.
Yeah, actually, I'm dealing with the customer and we are giving him the refund.
Hi, thank you for getting it.
What happened? What? No, it was $100.
Please tell me, how may I help you?
No, but he's saying $10. From his end. Let me ask him.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, sir. Are you sure it is $10 or $10,000?
It says 10.000.
It is not a point, actually, sir, okay? In this page, there is no point allowed. So it's a comma, not a point. Okay, so let me tell you something. From our end, we can see here that the refund of $10,000 have been transferred to you.
I mean, that's $10 to me, but you're saying $10,000 got put in my account?
Yeah, exactly.
I simply canceled the payment.
So it didn't get increased by 10,000, you mean?
No, there's a $10,000 increase. Cancel, yes.
What are you writing? It will not work if you're going to write anything else, okay? Because it is a command prompt, not a form.
Every single time we're at this part of the refund server, it's fun for me because I get to mess with the scammers a little bit more and hopefully frustrate them. You know, they're trying to complete their scam. They want to get me upset and flustered, send me out to the bank to get my cash out, and then send it directly to the scammers. But I know all the moves the scammers are going to make because I've dealt with thousands of scammers. I mess with them every single day. And I want to give a huge shout out to NordVPN for working with me all of these years when I've gone after scammers and for sponsoring us in today's video. I use NordVPN every single day when I call these criminals. It's super easy to use, and within a single click, I'm connected to their servers immediately. My internet traffic is encrypted and my IP address is hidden. It doesn't matter if I'm on my phone, smart TV, or even my VMs. NordVPN is on every major platform to protect me. Their servers are super fast that you won't even recognize that you're on a VPN. For me, that's important because I deal with scammers overseas and latency is extremely important. And if you're looking to step up your protection a bit, use their web protection, file protection, and vulnerability detection, which will detect if there are any vulnerable applications on your computer. Go check out nordvpn.com/pierogi for an exclusive 4-month free offer. You can try it risk-free for 30 days and you can get your money back guaranteed if you don't like it. And I'm pretty sure you will over at nordvpn.com/pierogi. Now let's get back into the scam bait with these guys. We're at the point where the scammer wants his money and he's sending me to the bank and I'm going to get all this cash out and send it to him directly through a parcel.
And I do believe you can see the list of your bank.
I see it.
Which is nearer from your house, right?
Yeah.
You tell me between these ones, which one is your home branch?
Well, the one that's near my house.
Yeah.
Now, in a real life scenario with a grandma or a grandpa, this whole process takes hours. I didn't have this much time, but I still wanted to continue the bait, so I had to end the stream. I don't have much more time, actually, because I do have to go home. So I'm going to finish the scam bait at my house. So I decided to finish the scam bait while I was driving home and at my house. I really wanted that Haval address, but on top of it, you know, it might add some realism if the scammer hears different noises in the background and I can really drive home that I'm an actual grandpa with grandkids and stuff like that. My family was very curious as to what I was doing because I don't scam bait at my house anymore. And there are going to be a lot of interruptions. So if you see in the edits, if it feels kind of wonky, it's because of that. And we're trying to protect the privacy of my family. Okay, so I am driving and I'm going to call the scammer while I'm in the car, see if he's going to go on with the scam bait. Here we go.
Hello.
This is Brian. I'm looking for my rep still.
Yeah, this is Ben Watson.
Yes, Mr. Watson, you told me to call you when I got back.
Do you have the money with you now?
I got the $10,000. They were asking me a lot about scams and things like that, but I had to rest assured because I trust you. You promise it's not a scam?
So are you in your home now?
Well, I'm on my way back to my home.
So let me tell you what you have to do. You are going to send that money back to us by post.
Okay.
Okay?
So,
to a parcel.
Okay.
So a post to be on your computer so I can show you a place. But you can go and you can mail it to us.
Could you just maybe tell it to me and I'll write it down?
Okay. So is the computer on now, sir?
No, my computer's not on. I have a piece of paper handy here and I have a piece of pen. Just tell it to me. I'll write it down.
Okay. So you will have to look for that place first. then you can write it down.
So why do I have to look for a place? If I'm sending a parcel,
yeah.
I have to look for it? What are you talking about?
You will have to look for a UPS store.
I have a UPS store right near my house. There's a UPS store right near my house. It's maybe 5 minutes away. I go to the UPS store all the time. Or there's a FedEx. I could send FedEx if it's easier.
The UPS would be fine. You will have to pack that money in a book, okay? Do you have a book?
I have to go. What? Just tell me everything I need first. I'll have to go get everything. So I have to get a book and what else?
You will have to wrap it up with a newspaper. Do you have a newspaper in your house?
I have a tissue paper. Does that count? It's
tissue paper would be very light.
Do you have
a wrapping paper?
I have wrapping paper. Not trying to be rude, Ben. I'm starting to get very scared. This whole thing's giving me a lot of anxiety. And it makes me feel, I just have a lot of anxiety.
I understand, sir.
All right, sir. I'll call you right back after on this number, right? Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. I'm literally doing this as I'm driving home. If I get a Havala address, then I can still do some damage if I get this address. Literally, all my kids are trying to get in here. What are you guys doing? I'm trying to scam bait. So I took the book. And then I put essentially every other page. I put the the money. There's $100 bills, and I kind of put a few in each page. And then I wrapped it with wrapping paper, and then taped that. Is that fine?
Okay. And after you've done with that, they will give you a receipt.
Okay, I'll do my best to get you a picture of the receipt.
Okay, so be on the line with me, okay? So I can give you the information.
Okay. All right. We'll see. If this guy's going to give it to us or not. Scam baiting at all hours, baby. Okay, I've got everything ready now.
And let me tell you the address now.
Okay.
The address is Avenue. So I will give you the confirmation today or till tomorrow morning. So tell me, what's the best time to reach you in the morning, sir?
Probably like 9 o'clock my time, West Coast.
9 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you a call, and you have my number also.
Yeah,
and,
because those guys scammed me. They took my money. I want to get.
And don't worry about it. Whatever happened with you, sir, we are going to take strict action against him. Okay.
Okay. I hope jail.
He will face criminal charges. Okay. As well as he will lose his job for sure.
Okay. All right, well, I'll talk to you in the morning then. I'm sorry about all this.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. That's what I'm talking about. We get those Havala addresses, and the cool thing about it is that now I can't give away everything, but we can possibly catch a bad guy based off of where this thing is going. I know I'm like really washed out here. Essentially, what we're able to do is with this address now, it's where a legit criminal is going to be picking up a package. So, we're probably going to catch a bad guy and put him in jail. And that's linked to these guys overseas. So it's going to be linked to other things. And it's a big win. So a lot of work was done. But we made it really lifelike and realistic on this one to get the address. Big victory. So on to the next one.